Yeah. Yeah, yeah. We're really kind of easing into this hour here. Welcome to the world-famous Phil Henry Show here, our final hour this Friday night, and then we are taking the week off, not actually the whole week. I don't think we'll take the whole week off, but we're going to the NAB in Orlando, Florida.
What's going on?
Going down to Orlando. Going down to Orlando with a broken heart. Going down to Orlando to the National Association of Broadcaster Convention, and we'll be there. And a couple of things that are happening here for the remainder of the month that I'll tell you about. So that'll be fun. In the meantime, we are going to be in touch with you via the website. We'll be in touch with you via, we're planning on doing some media. I don't know whether we're going to do a podcast. I think I'll probably do a regular podcast for everybody, at least an audio podcast. I don't know if we'll have the, if we will have the a video side of it or not.
Well, how are you going to do that?
Well, what I'm going to do is do an audio podcast, do an audio show. We'll probably do something from the NAB, and you know, it'll be fun. Interview some of our fellow broadcast heavyweights. Maybe I'll get some heavy hitters in there, you know?
Yeah, gonna get like Howard Stern or somebody like that? Because that's the only one anybody care about.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'll get Howard Stern. I don't know. Howard's not going to be there. Howard Stern does not go to the NAB, believe me.
Well, why doesn't he? If you're down there, why not him?
He doesn't have to. Howard, if I were Howard, I wouldn't go either. But I go down there. I'm going down because of my friend Valerie Geller has a panel, and I love to help Valerie out. She's a great person.
Yeah, Howard Stern, he's not going to help anybody out.
No, don't say that. I'm just saying, if he doesn't have to hang around stuff like that, he doesn't do it. I don't blame the guy. But if we encounter any of our other fellows, we'll try and get a comment. Maybe I'll see Rusty Humphreys.
Now watch your step with what's going on up there, Phil. You don't want to get your you-know-what caught in a thing.
Yeah, you know.
I won't, okay? Don't worry about it.
Talk about that.
All right, take it easy, will you, bud?
Yeah, move past it, bud.
But you don't want to get that, the very valuable part of a man.
I understand.
Well, you understand that part. But caught in a, you don't know what I'm talking about, do you?
Well, I imagine it's something bad. The point is not to get it caught in something that, the point is don't get into trouble.
Yeah, well, don't get into what kind of trouble, though? See, this is why I try to be specific.
You're not being specific. You're saying don't get your you-know-what caught in a you-know-what.
Well, you know what I'm talking about.
I thought I did. I don't.
Well, what are you all talking about, this man? Nobody knows what you're talking about.
Excuse me, Robert. I hate to pull race, but I'm the white one.
Oh, you're the white one.
You the white one? Oh, okay. Sorry, Missa.
I am a liberal. Now, don't you talk to me like that.
Well, Margaret, come on.
I didn't pull race on him.
Yeah, you did say I hate to pull race, but I'm white. And so I get to say it.
I'm going to reach over and strangle that bastard.
Hey, you said you didn't want to pull race. You and Frank are really killing me.
What did Frank do?
Oh, why don't you get out there and play hockey like white men?
Well, Robert, you understand. Do you want them to play hockey like black men?
Yeah, they're good black players. They got good black players, too, in hockey.
Well, not so as you'd notice.
Yes, they do. Why don't you shut up while you're ahead? You're killing me, you know that? You and a lot of people like you. I'm a liberal, but let me play hockey like a white man. I hate to pull race.
That's a hot one, I'll tell you that.
You just love to see me sitting here with it dripping right off my chin, don't you? And about five guys zipping up.
Oh, man.
Yeah, throw her off the air just for that, Mr. Henry.
Yeah.
I have half a mind to pitch you off the air for that.
I didn't say anything.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, throw her off. She's going to get you fined by the FCC and everything. Next thing you know, you'll be twisting in the breeze.
Oh, get a load of the Gloid trying to tell you what's up.
Well, you know what? He knows better than you do. You got a real foul mouth on you.
Did I say? I said watch your step at the NAB or they'll stick your you-know-what into a
what?
Into what's the worst thing that could happen?
A meat grinder.
No, no, no.
What?
What's the worst? The worst. They'll stick it into
you.
Into me.
Ow! I don't stand for that.
Get out of here, Margaret.
I'm leaving.
No, you're not leaving, but you're getting out of the studio. What's the worst thing they could stick it into? You. How did you say that? You knew she was going to react.
Well, I mean, she asked the question.
Yeah, might as well. I'd rather have a... Well, I better not say.
Nah, you better not say, because I know she's listening to everything. Moy, I got to tell you what. That woman is out of control, man. She's not doing herself any favors here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. That's for ding-dang sure. All week long, she's been nuts. I don't know what the problem is. I don't know what the... do you think it's... well, I better not say. I'd have Frank on here, but I already... You know, he doesn't want to be bothered. He's watching the damn hockey, and I don't want to talk menopause.
What's that?
It's... What's menopause?
Yeah.
It's something that people... I can't explain it, you know?
Yeah, well, I mean...
It's something that women go through. Men go through a version of it. It's a chemical change.
Yeah, like puberty.
Well, not like puberty. I mean, puberty is... It's a different kind of chemical change. The body begins to shift and change its priorities, if you will. Especially in women. And when it happens, there are mood shifts...
Yeah, I want to sit down. Let me just... Hi, everyone. I'm Margaret Gray. I'm the woman here, and so I'll tell you about menopause. There's itching. Very, very... it's very, very irritating itching. You need to reach down. And sometimes there's a cop that doesn't understand. And so that's a little... Tell them about the bad parts, Phil. There is the itching, and I've got to reach down there and get some relief right when a cop rolls by, and I got one hand on the wheel...
Yeah, thank you. Are you leaving again?
Yes.
So she just popped in long enough to tell us about the itching. All right.
What about a cop?
I don't know. Maybe the cop went, oh, hey, the lady's only driving with one hand, and the other one is scratching something. I better give her a ticket. All of you cops out there, remember that. So that's what it is, and I don't want to go any further into this. All right. Talks that could avert a U.S.-led strike in Syria were centered Friday some 1,800 miles away in Geneva, leaving some up. Who cares about this?
That's about Syria and everything.
Where is Mr. Faneen? Raj Faneen joining us here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Mr. Faneen, as you know, had been a guest of ours on the program early in the week. We did want to bring him back on to get a little bit more of an update on just what all of this means from the perspective, shall we say, of Middle Eastern people. You know, this is a part of the country, a part of the world, I should say, that is just long tortured. It's been a tough one. It's been a tough road to hoe. Raj, how are you doing tonight?
I feel I'm all good, and, you know, I think to answer your question, I think that the United States of America, the people look to America to say, what can you do? Can you help America to help, you know? And we wish to have America help, you know, but we're not like to see America only help Israelis. And we'd like for America to help us, you know?
Well, you know, in that part of the world, Raj, there's been a lot of changes over the last few years. Egypt, Tunisia... what's happened in Iraq, what's happening continually in Afghanistan, the liberalization of Iran with the new leadership there, the people of the Middle East are moving toward democracy, aren't they?
I think the people of the Middle East are moving to a Middle East democracy. It's not a democracy as dictated by America. It's not going to be a democracy as dictated by Israelis. Is not going to be a democracy as dictated by Lebanon. You know, Lebanon is a parliamentary. And a lot of people...
You're talking about Lebanon?
Yes, Lebanon.
They have a parliamentary, yes, system. But then again, the Iranians have a democratic system.
Well, no, Iran, he is a Democrat, but they've got the big boy. I forget what they call him.
The Imam?
The what?
The Ayatollah.
Yeah, Ayatollah, and that, it's, he runs the show, you know. Todd is here. Do you want to...
Todd is here.
Yes, my son, Todd.
Yeah, I know, but every time you're on the show, let's take a break and talk about that, because every time you're on, I got him.
What's wrong with that? Hey, Todd, excuse me, Phil. Todd, shut up. Shut up. Okay, Phil,
You hang on. His son, Todd.
May I say something?
Go ahead.
I think the boy is a pain in the you-know-what, and if you think putting your thing into a thing is bad, I think that kid and his entire life is worse than anything that could happen to your thing.
Okay, and with that, we're going to take a break here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Our number is 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445. We're online at philhendryshow.com. That is philhendryshow.com. We got Raj Faneen on the line. We're talking Syria, talking Middle East. We're talking, man. As long as we're talking, there's hope. As long as Phil's talking, there's hope. If Margaret and these guys start talking, no hope with dope. No hope with dope. World famous Phil Henry Show. Welcome back to the Phil Henry Show here every night till 10 o'clock on the West Coast and 1 a.m. on the East Coast.
I knew I'd jump there.
Well, I had CJ, my our engineer, our technical director, I had the volume too hot. So when CJ was giving me the countdown, I thought my nose would be the conduit through which my brains would leave my head. Oh, my God, I have to turn that down. I almost killed somebody once. I was an engineer. And I was working on a session at Westwood One. And we had a very nice lady in who did a show there. And her name was Hetty Lynn Hurdies. And Hetty was a nice lady. And I didn't know what the hell I was doing. And she put her headphones on. And there was a million things. I was just starting out doing a multi-track show. And she put her headphones on. And for whatever reason, I didn't have the level right. And the feedback tore right through her skull, you know, and all I saw was this woman's eyes get about as big as the moon, you know, just, and she just went, and opened her mouth and she took the headphones off. If it would have been me, I would have been screaming, you know.
Well, what does the feedback goes through your head and burrows a hole through your brain, doesn't it?
Well, not literally.
Well, I mean.
Yeah, okay, it goes like this, and it goes right into the head.
Yes, bud, that's right. It's a very good approximation of what feedback is. And it's a searingly painful thing, and it can be so loud. This is what's happened to me. I've experienced feedback that has caused vertigo, that's caused me to get dizzy, because the piercing audio of this is messing with the whole, you know, jacked-up brain thing.
The piercing audio is messing with the whole jacked-up brain thing.
I don't know what it's called. You know?
Well, that was very...
You gotta know what it's called, Mr. Henry.
The piercing audio of the jacked up brain thing.
Whatever it is, whatever was the wrong with me, that was it. So I've taken great... I had a friend of mine who was an engineer once. He had to call in sick. He had to call in sick from work because his horn got stuck. His horn in his car.
What horn?
Did you hear what I just said, man?
No, the horn in the car, man.
Oh.
The horn in the car got stuck. He went around and he opened up the hood of his car, and the horn bouncing off the hood went into his ears and destroyed his ability to hear any high-end sound for the rest of the day. So he couldn't engineer properly an audio session, so he called in sick.
Well, you gotta be kidding me. That's the biggest load I've ever heard.
Well, it might be a load, but that's what he did. And if you think about it, it makes sense. How can you be a proper audio engineer if part of your hearing is gone?
You mean like forever?
Not forever, just for that part of the day. It's like, all right, welcome back to the pro. That's the.
I don't get it, man.
Well, you really burned up some precious time with that, didn't you?
Yeah, I did, Margaret. Anyway, welcome back here on the world famous Phil Henry Show. Raj Fanin has joined us from the San Fernando Valley, from Sherman Oaks. And I know, Raj, you've got your son Todd there.
Billy, let me, I wanted to mention to you, my wife is here, I want to Todd, my boy, who I love and honor, my son, Todd, but I don't want for him to be on this show tonight because it makes me, you know, what did I tell you?
Okay, your son is obviously... not helping.
No, he's not helping tonight. I'm very tired. Daddy is tired tonight. I took my son, you know, and I took my son to see a football. And we never see a football. And we never have seen the football. And I took my son last weekend. We said, Daddy, he says, Daddy, what should take me to football?
Does your son speak English, you know, when he's just with you?
Yes, except he will not speak English. He only speak Arabic. When he speak with American like you or something, even though he is American, he was born in America, but he likes to speak Arabic to blow, what do you call it, to blow the mind, you know.
So he's trying to piss people off.
No, he's not to piss people off. He's just to blow out a mind, you know. He wants to blow out the mind.
He wants to blow out a mind, huh?
Well, whatever you say.
So you guys went to see football, huh?
Yeah, my son thought. He says, Daddy, please take me, Daddy. I never see football. I said, all right. So I talk over here to Herbie Mitchell. You know Herbie? And he has the auto body shop, right?
Yeah, I know him. And he's got Charger seats, right?
Yes, he has the San Diego Charger. And I said to Todd, we're going to see the San Diego Charger. And he said, Daddy, thank you. We are so excited and we are so happy. And so my wife, she says, you take the boy. I will stay at home with our daughter. They have a little baby daughter who I love her more than life itself.
Congratulations. What's her name?
Her name is Cheryl.
Cheryl. So you have Todd and Cheryl.
Yes, we give the American name, you know. We name her after a secretary here, the receptionist here at our insulation business, Cheryl Cromier. So anyway, I was taking Todd to the San Diego Charger game. And through the game, we are cheering and we are Charger, Charger, yay, Charger. And all of the people, it's so much fun to go down to the Q. You've been to the Q?
Qualcomm Stadium. I have not been to, they call it the Coliseum?
Yeah, the Coliseum. And then I came back from to get the Todd. Daddy got the Katanjitana home. Oh, it's Cracker Jack. Cracker Jack?
Oh, I love, yeah, caramel corn.
Yeah, right there. Right? Caramel corn, I love this cigar. And Daddy came back with a Cracker Jack. And the man on the announcement said the Chargers are behind. And I said, my God, what do you mean? And the man said, no, the Chargers, now they're behind. It's no good. This will not do. And I said, what? What is this game? A minute ago, I celebrated with my son. And my son...
Well, why are you emotional about it?
Because Todd was here. My son said to me, Daddy, why did you do this to me? Why did you bring me to this? And I would never hurt my son.
Well, they didn't do it on purpose. I mean, that's the thing about football. It's the thing about sports.
But they were ahead. Are you listening to what I'm saying? These bastards were ahead in the football game. This San Diego Charger, right?
Yeah.
These idiots were ahead, these bastards. I look at the bastard, I said, Daddy's going to get some caramel corn. You know, keep the seats warm. You know what you say in America, right?
Okay.
And I go, I get the caramel corn, I got the Cracker Jacks, I got myself a cup of coffee, big deal. I come back with this swill, and I look at the scoreboard, and they're getting their ass kicked. You're telling me I don't have a right to say.
Look, Raj, it's sports. I mean, you watched football in your country, soccer. You know the teams will get down.
Not like that, no. Are you nuts? Never I go to a soccer game to see. You're up 1-0, 2-0. They got their ass kicked. I looked down these bastards, San Diego Charger bastards, and I said, you look at that, these bastards standing around scratching their butt, you know? Todd? Yes, Todd said to me it broke his heart. He's only a little boy. And the Chargers played like a bunch of women. You see.
Well.
No. Don't you well me. I tell you now, Mr. Henry, I pay money for Herbie's season ticket. And the San Diego Chargers played like women. Played like a bunch of women. And what do you say in America? The on a tampon.
All right, grow up, okay?
Well, I mean,
grow up. Enough is enough. On a tampon.
Well, God.
Look at Raj. Don't treat it like it's some horrific betrayal. If they stink, they stink. Believe me when I tell you, the San Diego Chargers, like any other football team, they want to win. They want their fans to be happy. By God, they want to go to the locker room. They sucked. They got beat. They got beat late. They gave up a lot of points. You're right.
Well, and I take a child to see this? Would you take a little boy to see this?
Yes, I would. But when I was a little boy, I saw all kinds of things happen to my favorite teams. I broke my heart.
Mr. Henry, go to the album. God says, you go torture a little boy. He does not want to be the little boy that you torture. But you go, Phil. You go torture the little boy.
I'm not torture. You take a kid to a game and you teach him that this is sports. Some days you're up, some days you're down. Some days you're, you know...
Some days you're up, some days you're down. Some days you're face down and you're butt up and you got...
All right. God, and he's got his kid there.
I think the man's insane. I think he has mental problems. I think there's a mental deficiency there that goes, I think it's genetic, and I think it's racial.
Oh, in other words, the Arabs are...
Yes. I think they're inferior. I'm joking. No, I don't.
Well, all right, we'll be back with a little more from Raj Fanin. Get back to the question here of Syria. I didn't know that the Chargers did get their ass kicked. There's no question about it. But for his kid to be blubbering like a... Anyway, the world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. And our number is 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445. Online at philhenryshow.com. Back in just a moment. The weekend is ahead. Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. Raj Fanin with us and his son, Todd. And we're also taking some phone calls here, 855-500-7445. We've got Vernon Dozier on the line from Glendale, and you're on, Vernon, with Raj Fanin. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, Raj, how are you? Vernon Dozier.
Yes, sir. I remember you a lot to speak to you.
Yeah, how have you been?
I've been very good, sir.
All right, how's your son taught?
Well, you know. No, that was. You know, hold on for a minute, okay?
I anticipate that your son just said something about me that is probably not too flattering.
Well, you know, I did, but you understand he knows you.
Yeah, well, he may know me, but a little boy like that. What did he just say? I'm curious.
I can't.
What did he just say, seriously?
I can't, I wish not to say. Let me get my wife. When I get this, he said that. This is a division.
What is that lad saying about me?
I don't want to say.
Okay, say, because he's probably saying something dirty. And
you know, I will say this to you, Mr. Dozier, and Phil can back me up.
All right, now hold on, gentlemen, before you go any further.
If you back me up.
Oh, before you go any further, you guys have had contentious appearances on my show before. I don't want that to devolve. I don't want it to devolve into another one, if you don't mind, okay?
No, Phil, I don't want it to either. I'm asking Mr. Fanin what this minor child that should have respect for his elders...
My son does what I speak for him to do.
Well, I'd like to know what the boy said.
I don't want to say.
All right, so is it safe to say, Raj, that what that boy said was a very insulting thing?
Would be insulting to you if you were the thing that he said you was.
Okay, what kind of game are you playing? I every time I come on this program...
No, sir, you called me. I am the guest. You're the one that called in.
Excuse me?
I'm the guest. You're the one that called in.
Mr. Henry, I wasn't the guest, was I?
No, you were not the guest. You called in.
Well, I was a guest one time and you called in, and I treated you good.
I've never called in when you've been a guest.
You're a lion.
Yes, you see, there he goes. You're about to say I'm a lion camel jockey, huh? You going to say that?
I didn't say camel jockey, did I? But I will say this. You people from the sand.
Okay, Vernon. That's enough.
Why won't anybody listen to what I want to say? Okay?
You call it every time you frustrate for the Middle East, you know?
Because the Middle East has cost my country billions of dollars trying to straighten things out down there. Because if we don't straighten things out down there, you export this terrorism to every corner of the globe and we got to deal with it then. Okay? And I'm angry about that. Yes, sir. I'm not blaming you. And I'm not blaming your son. But when I come on a program and I want to know what the kid said, you know, and you won't tell me.
Well, you go out and you say the Arab man, the people of the sand.
Because I have found in my experience, sir, that the people of the sand...
Now, who are they?
You know full well who I'm talking about.
Yeah, there you go, Mr. Henry. He doesn't want to say.
You're talking about Arabs. Is that what you're talking about? Arabs?
Is that what you're talking about? Arabs?
You know, Phil...
When you start mocking me like that, the phone's going to get hung up.
I know, Mr. Andrew, because I don't think you're a very big man about it. I don't think you allow yourself to be mocked in the same manner, in the same wiener, in the same...
In the same wiener?
I didn't say wiener. In the same manner... that you mock people. Now, all I want to do is for someone, I don't care where at this point.
Hey, why don't you take it easy, man, you know?
Don't tell me to take it easy. You're out there. You throw your magic carpet on a bat.
Hey, you know something? I'm trying to listen to you, Vern.
Shut up, bud. If you don't stop that kid, I will.
You will not touch my son. I can guarantee you this, my friend. I'm trying to listen to you, Vern.
Right, then listen to me, will you? Now, every time I come on a radio show with you, and you got your Arab thing that you're doing...
What do you mean, Arab thing?
Will you listen to me? Every time I come on the Phil Henry show, and all I want to do is I want to talk to you about the Middle East and why it is that America is constantly getting sucked in.
America gets sucked in, my friend, because America wishes to be sucked in.
Oh, is that right? And when they blew up the whole Twin Towers, that's us wanting to get sucked in?
That was Osama bin Laden. I had known nothing of that man.
Oh, you don't know nothing of him now. But I bet you when he was talking about how America's evil and this and that, you're all about him, weren't you?
I never heard of the man before. I did not know this man. I'm from Egypt. I'm not there, Saudi. And I got problems of my own, you know?
You got problems of your own? Let me tell you something about the...
Now, go ahead, you guys. This is good. Although, Vernon, you're going to have a stroke.
Yeah, you're right. I am going to have a stroke. I'm going to stroke out. It'll be because of a kid named Todd that doesn't even speak English, even though he knows how to.
Why would my son Todd give you the stroke?
Because he's in the background going, E-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e. He sounds like that one guy from Lawrence of Arabia when the guy do?
What do you mean, Lawrence of Arabia?
The Arabia. Ain't that it?
Arabia.
Lawrence of, that's what I said.
No, you said Lawrence of Arabia. Like it's,
seems to suit it, doesn't it?
Oh, man.
You know, Vernon, I don't understand you. I really don't. I try to understand you.
Why don't you understand? I'm a white man. I'm not a white man.
Hey, look at that. There's the racism again. Ah, white man. You say you're a white man?
I meant to say I'm an American. I didn't mean to say white.
You know, what came out was white man.
All right. Why don't you understand me? I'm an American just like you. Instead, you want to see the way of the camel. And I don't mean that in any bad way. I'm saying the way of the camel. There's the way of the camel.
Or what? Or the way of the Ford Ranger truck?
Or the way... All right. Or the way of the tractor. Or the way of the combine. How about that?
And what's the way of the combine?
That's the equipment that we use. God.
Vernon, this is Margaret. I think you are pushing yourself deeper into a hole here.
I don't doubt that you'd say that, Margaret. Everything I say, every time I open my mouth, you are my mother. You are my mother. You are just like my mother. Every time I open my mouth...
Look, man, we're not doing a therapy session for you. Have you got a point you want to make here? You're talking about the way of the camel versus the way of the what?
The way of the Johnson... The way of the International Harvester.
Boy, this guy, Phil, I don't know, you know...
Don't you laugh at me. Oh, don't you laugh.
All right, we had to. Bud, would you talk to him and make sure he's okay? Because I don't want to just cut him loose if he's going to go out into the world a raving lunatic.
Yeah, Vern, you got to calm down about a way of a camel and everything, huh? Well, I'll tell you.
All right, I don't want to just do it off air. Raj Fanin, thank you for your patience. And I don't think that you did anything there, Raj, that... caused that. I think he was spoiling for a fight.
Well, I tell you, Mr. Henry, I've spoken to this man, Vernon. He's a good man, I think, but he hates Arab. He hates Arab. I know he hates Arab. Every time he come on, the way of the camel...
The way of the camel I haven't heard. That's the first time I've heard him express out-and-out hostility, and I think it's a shame. 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445. World-famous Phil Henry Show, Raj Fanin with us. I don't know whether you were able, Raj, to get rid of your son there, Todd, but it sounds like things are a little bit more under control. Let's go to Bobby. Hi, Bobby. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Oh, hi, Phil. I wanted to ask Raj. Raj, this is Bobby Dooley in the Valley, and I met your wife, Saliba. Is that your wife's name?
Yeah, my wife's Saliba.
I met her over here in the Culver Mall, and I thought she was delightful. I said, are you the lady who's married to the gentleman that's been on the Phil Henry Show?
Oh, yeah, yeah, Ms. Dooley.
Yes, I'm Bobby Dooley.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And she said, yes, I am. I said, well, I'm Bobby Dooley, you know. And she looked me, sort of at me, and she said, uh-huh. And I said, well, I'm Bobby Dealer from Western States. And that's when she said, oh, my husband and I were there. Were you over here?
Yes, we went to Western State. We did not speak to you. I spoke to your good man, Steve Dooley.
Steve, did you?
Yeah, I remember. Steve Dooley here.
Oh, yes, sir. Steve, this is Raj Fanin.
Oh, yeah, I remember you came over and everything.
Yes, how are you?
Yes, sir.
Yes, your husband said that that we were your property was not zoned for a water well. I said...
I'm sorry, what did he say?
He said that your properties there were not zoned for a water well. Eh? I said, what do you mean? He said, like a nomadic what? I said, I'm not to travel on a camel. He said, well, are you going to drill a well? I said, no, I'm not to drill a well. I use regular water out of the faucet. He said, well, I'm not familiar, right, Steve?
Yeah, I wasn't familiar with whether he needed a water well or not.
I don't know what he's talking about, Mr. Finney.
Well, can I jump in here? This is Phil.
Yeah.
Steve, what do you mean a water well?
Lawrence, you talk about Lawrence of Arabia.
What is it with everybody with Lawrence of Arabia?
You know, sometimes I think...
Yeah, Lawrence of Arabia, the man had a water well, that's all. And he said, look at the dogs that are drinking out of our well. Now, the last thing that I want to see is for Mr. Finin to move in. He has a water well, and then these dogs, and by dog, I know you're talking about the people that live in the neighborhood. And we've got two very lovely elderly couples that would live at the end of that street that you were looking at. But I would hate to see them trying to pull water from your well, like just nothing but running... filthy dogs.
Well, that's the thing, you know.
You know, life is more than a movie, and it's based on more than a movie. Let me put these guys on hold. And to call elderly citizens that have lived in a neighborhood for many years a bunch of dogs robbing some guy's water well, like it's the middle of the 1910s, there's something very, very wrong with people's understanding of the world. All right, thank you very much, you guys. We'll put you on hold here. We got to get to a break. Here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, a reminder again, we'll be at the NAB next week in Orlando, Florida. And while we are there, we'll try and file a few podcast reports and get with you guys on the goings-ons there in Orlando, Florida. That's next week. World-famous Phil Hendry Show, and of course, online at philhendryshow.com. You guys can check out our podcast tomorrow, our videocast tomorrow, as well as our classic podcast. All kinds of stuff always happening at philhendryshow.com. Welcome back to the Phil Hendry Show here. Final few minutes of our show this Friday night, and we have been enjoying Raj Fanin. We also had Vernon Dozier checking in. Bobby Dooley was with us as we discussed the Middle East, and it always gets down to the same thing when we're talking about stuff like that. It gets down to just kind of being stupid, you know.
Well, I don't think that's quite fair, but you do have a fair number of imbeciles that we'll call. But I don't find that any... Well...
You don't find it what?
See, you think it's like a lot of talk radio.
I'm going to say it. Yes, it's like a lot of talk radio. And that man, Vernon, if you're listening, dear, if your penis pump broke,
All right, Margaret.
Well, I don't know what to say.
What are you talking about, penis pump?
He sounds like he's got a lot more going on than just the fact that he's frustrated over the way of the camel. I think that there is a lot of updating that needs to be done in terms of the mindset of the American male. And as long as I have your attention, I'm beginning to feel it a little bit. I'd like to say this. Tiptoe through the tulips. You remember this one, Phil?
Yeah, what's this got to do
with... Hold on. I was just talking about this with CJ. Tiny Tim lived in Kansas City the same year that I did. CJ used to have regular cocktails with Tiny Tim, along with other colleagues. And so... With that in mind, and the problem we just had with Raj Fanin and his loudmouth, yes, his dirty, filthy little brat of a son, but I will put that aside, and Vernon with his dysfunction, I say, 2, 3, and a 1, 2, oh, tiptoe through the tulip.
Hold on for a minute, because we got phone calls now. People are burning up the lines here. Hold on.
I'm not done yet.
Hold on. You got a guy... Vernon, you know...
Hey, let me say something to the lady. Is that you? Is Margaret there?
I was singing a song.
Yeah, I heard your song, and I heard the whole penis pump crack. That's real good. And that's very funny. But let me ask you a question, Margaret. If you want to talk about my penis pump, just how many gallons of lube does it take?
All right.
I tried to tell him not to say that, but he did.
We're not going to have any of that.
How many gallons of lube? Vernon, if you're listening, this is Margaret. I'll meet you anywhere, anytime, any weapons. You choose them.
Oh, will you take it easy? This isn't some 18th century duel, okay?
I'm not kidding. If you're listening, Vernon, anywhere, anytime.
So what does that mean?
Just, I'm betting that that old man's got a heart problem. I'll bring it, and it'll take 30 seconds before he's choking on his own blood.
Good God!
Man, I'll tell you. There's something wrong with you, Margaret.
There is, ever since you come back up from the weekend last weekend.
Yeah, what were you doing last weekend?
Wouldn't you like to know?
Whatever that means.
I'm just telling you, Vernon, you... What I would...
Boy, you are in a mood.
I gotta get out of here. I gotta get some air. What are you laughing at?
Nothing. Not laughing at anything.
I think you all pissed off and everything like that, man. Sorry, I'll call up Frank.
Frank's been dealing with that his whole life. You kidding? What do you mean, call up Frank?
Yeah, Frank knows what to do. He'll probably just give her a good rogering.
Will you watch your language, please?
No, 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 what does that mean?
I don't... They may know what it means. Give her a good rogering.
Yeah, that's what the guy said.
Just take it easy, okay? That's an old school term. Oh, God, here she comes.
Yeah, here she comes. What did he just say?
I'm not repeating it.
Well, I heard what you said. So you think that's what Frank's going to do, huh? Just throw me on my back when I get home.
What, does it sound interesting?
Maybe.
There she goes again. All right, Dan Rather, I want to speak briefly about. I just saw Dan Rather on TV. You guys know who Dan Rather is?
No.
You know who he is?
No.
You guys don't know who Dan Rather is?
No.
Well, Dan Rather was the host of CBS News.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just saw Dan Rather on TV giving a speech, and I'm not giving a speech, but he was making some comments about Syria, and I was wondering, wouldn't it be great to see another book from Dan Rather, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
What is it with you guys? You want to give me a little... So you never heard of him?
I never heard of Dan Rather, man. Who is he?
I just told you. He's a cat that was on TV. Well,
but a lot of guys been on TV. A guy be on TV. What'd he do on TV?
I got done telling you that the guy was a news guy. He used to be big. Huge.
I never heard of him.
Well, I think what... Dan Rather... And this is just my opinion, all right? And maybe you have your opinion. Our number is 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445. I think, really, that what Dan Rather could do that would help him would be a book. And I think anybody would love to see a Dan Rather book that would...
I'm sorry, Mr. Hall said.
Mr. Hall said.
Yeah, he said. He thought in on that.
I think Dan Rather writing a book... Get him on the phone.
He's probably over at the donut shop.
Get him on the phone.
Well, what if he's buying a donut?
Get him on the phone.
All right, just calm down, Phil. Calm down.
Do you want me to calm down?
Yeah.
Then turn those crickets off.
The crickets supposed to soothe you.
The crickets are not soothing me.
Crickets are very soothing in a lot of cultures.
Is that right? Turn them off before I kill someone. There, that's how soothing they are. If you kept those crickets going any more than they were going, I would have committed homicide. Is that him?
Yeah.
David.
Yeah, I think the crickets, Phil. Look, I know what you're going to say, all right? And I've been standing in line at a Cinnabon, so don't start in on me.
That's great. You're standing... How many donuts does this woman eat?
That's not a donut. It's a cinnamon bun.
All night long, every night that I talk to you, you're on the way to a donut. You're coming back from getting donuts. She's eating donuts. Where is she?
Who's she?
I'm sorry. Where's Daphne?
In the car.
Is she eating donuts?
None of your business. But the answer is yes, but it's none of your business. Now, I'm talking about you right now. I'm not talking about me or donuts.
But you happen to be in line at a Cinnabon.
How do you know?
Because you told me!
Well, the point that I'm making here, Phil, is that when you start in on Dan Rather should write a book, oh, man, you're really hitting it out of the park. I told Bud to go to the crickets when that happens. Now, you know that I don't want to do that. You know that that is an emergency tactic. But I said to Bud, when he starts getting into his old broadcaster mode and bemoaning the, you know, how things used to be, man, hit the crickets like that. Hold on to the cricket, Bud. The cricket is your friend. Love the cricket.
Yeah, he said that you should too, Mr. Henry. Live in the cricket.
Live within the cricket, Phil, because that's what you're making the rest of us do.
So I was bringing up Dan Rather, a very respected journalist, a man who for many, many years was at the top of his game. Oh, man.
Are you kidding me or something? Knock it off with the Rather. Now, here she is. Hold on. How many do you want?
Batteries and a couple of them.
Well, there are two of them, honey. Hold on, Phil. Two of them. One of them, two people have to eat. They told me already. I went up and asked the guy. He said you need two forks, probably three, for one. And you want how many?
I wanted three.
Why do you want three?
One for me, one for two of them.
You want two and one for me.
Okay, can I do my show?
Yeah, oh, I didn't know we were on the air. I was just telling her about.
All right, so thanks very much, David G. Hall, who is the vice president of syndication for our show. And, Bud, you make sure you go to the cricket, man, if I ever...
That's Mr. Hall told me, and that's the thing that I believe it ought to be done.
Isn't that a fantastic, just groovy piece of original thinking, man? World-famous Phil Henry Show. Thank you, CJ. Thank you, Bud Dickman, Robert Leonard, Margaret Gray, all of our guests for this evening. Really appreciate it. We will be talking at you guys via podcast next week on our website, philhenryshow.com, and also via podcast from the NAB in Orlando, Florida. God bless. We'll see you guys when we come back. Only a few short days, and then we'll be back in the saddle again.